Well, we're working on that, welcoming the Rev 3 World Championship on Tuesday, August 8th at 3:40. Kind of pushes me just a little bit. Anybody super excited and want to do some Rev 3? And I'm just staring at Charlie.
Charlie wants to.
I'm sorry, what's the date?
The 8th of August at 3:40.
Sorry.
Okay. Anybody else?
Chris should.
Yeah.
When is it?
We automatically nominate Chris. Fabulous. He's in the bathroom. He's taking it.
Good job, Ray.
Okay, Bob, you got my uranium.
Nope.
Good on the rest. Selected you to welcome the Rev 3 World Championship thing on August 8th at 3:40. Are you free?
At 3:40? Yes. Is that when the parade deal is going to go? Is it the opening ceremony thing?
Yeah, I think so.
When?
August 8th.
I could probably do it if you can.
I'm going to be there with my horse.
Oh, that'd be perfect. You can just do all this on your horse.
I don't think I'm refereeing anything. I have a meeting with Carter at 2, but
awesome.
That day, but after that, I'm free.
Is this
Russia.
Crossroads Pass. 30 and then our way to town.
But the presumption is someone got paid.
I won't be there to hand out. Oh, that's
down here. Here. That's what you said, or in your office.
Upstairs.
Oh, I thought you said you set up.
Okay, so the only thing they want is just a welcome at 3:40. We're not sure yet if it's where this crossroads.
Yeah, I understand. You're being a prison psychologist.
So it goes.
I never met the guy. That was before I got the
okay, so you're
like, I'm a little nervous. Yeah. And I was like, sure. Okay. Braces.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So
you're
going to be perfect. Yeah. Okay, can I keep this?
That's
a deal. Okay.
Yeah, alcohol is.
Was it luggage? Don't worry.
In all likelihood, she appeared conscious to him at the time and may have given consent. I mean, in a very inebriated state.
While we're waiting for Amanda.
50.
We're going to talk about a change on the agenda, but before we do that, any questions on the agenda in general that we need to talk about? I'm not going to have a ton of time to go around the table. Do you guys want to say anything going around the table for out there?
Why not?
Okay.
Carter and I don't know how to do that, because mediation is irrelevant.
Okay.
Although I don't know how they do.
Okay.
We're just waiting for Amanda, and we'll talk about the change on the agenda. We pulled an item off completely, so that we can have a little bit more time to look at it.
Which item was that?
The DDA appointments.
I know we've got a point for the DDA. It was on Cato once.
Who, Pritter?
John Whitaker.
Oh, is that right?
So, I assume at some point we'll have a discussion about the concerns?
Yeah, I was just waiting.
That caused you to pull it?
For Amanda, but, we just want to make sure that the process to apply an interview was good, and that there's not any potential conflict of interest.
Okay.
So, I just want to take a step back and give us a moment to make sure that we're on the right path before we put some more people on that board. So, we're talking about pulling off the DDA, board appointment.
It's gone, it's weird.
So I basically just told council that we want to take a step back, reexamine the process, make sure it was followed, and that there's no conflicts of interest. Anything you want to add?
I'm curious as to whether or not interviews were actually conducted. I did speak with someone who put their name in, and it sounds like maybe that didn't. And that there was a cherry-picked person, and I'd like to know about potential conflict of interest with Brother being on the SLIB board.
So we'll take a step back.
Well, we'll hear about this. There were interviews conducted. There was a short list.
Okay. Well, more information is always good.
More information.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, a quick question. Would council like to have that conversation at this table, or how would you like that information to be purveyed to all of you?
Dallas.
Here's the problem with being on boards. This has been my problem all along. It's like these guys that are on CADA, Joint Powers Board, he's on the DDA, and they have more information than me. So, like, right now, I think you're saying you have enough information. I don't like coming down here and not having the same information you guys have.
Let's have the discussion. We'll see if people are satisfied with the process.
But Charlie, the thing I'd like to remedy is where I get the information you guys get from your boards before I sit down here. And you guys are saying things, and I don't know the information. I just don't think it's right. This is what I don't like about this board business.
The good news is there's a remedy coming that
good.
Will solve that, so every single person has exact information. And that'll start, do we have a kind of tentative start date?
We actually sent out our first sort of pilot packet, if you will, this past week. Everybody should have gotten an email with an attachment in this scenario, potentially a link is what's coming up soon.
We did?
You did? Yep.
I saw that.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm like head deep in Eclipse crap. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you sent the email out earlier today.
I haven't been to work today.
Certainly, if we can absolutely send it again and make sure you get
it. Oh, no.
Just
I've been in meetings all day.
Back to your question, though, about talking about DDA.
Right.
Here or out there, was that your question?
That basically, here or in a report that you would receive, what would you prefer? I think the work session is probably the best solution when it comes to the discourse that you would entertain in person.
I would agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with Dallas that there's been frustration, but I think that's a work session topic that we already have on the agenda, is to talk about standardizing the reporting process.
Definitely upcoming.
So, personally, I think an email is where you would describe, here is how these selections were made. If you're still concerned, we'll put it on a work session to discuss.
I'm still concerned.
I know, but I'm just saying, give us an email describing the process that was followed.
I mean, for the DDA?
Yeah.
And explain that to...
And if anybody is satisfied with that process, then we have a discussion.
To help to calm nerves about how the process is.
If there's one person here that says, I still don't
really like the sound of this, and we talk about it.
Should a DDA person come here and give us the explanation? So
I want the actual candidate to be here to answer questions as to recusing self should certain situations arise.
So you want the candidate?
Yes.
From a DDA board to come and
yes.
talk to us? You want that for all boards?
With DDA. No, in the specific case.
No.
Yeah.
Well, anybody we appoint.
We don't appoint anybody, though.
We don't?
That's,
well, not in the, not a DDA. We,
why are we having
what we're
to
doing.
With
I mean, they, what happens with that, I mean.
We do formally.
We formally, I guess, if we,
okay.
we
if
vote
we have
on
to
that.
Appoint them, I think she's right.
Right.
If we have to appoint them, they need to come down here. Any one council member wants to see them. I mean, I think that's our right.
Mr. President, if I may, so it sounds like then what we may be saying is not only would you like to hear some explanation, discussion, dialogue with regard to the selection process, but additionally you would like to visit with the candidate as well.
Yes.
Okay. Is that what I'm hearing?
I disagree.
Okay.
I think that's micromanaging. I think we have these boards so that they can function.
I think
we make these decisions.
Discuss this in a work session because we have to be
yeah.
out there in 2 minutes.
Kenny,
my
opinion.
So we're running out of time, but all the, basically right now is that there's a concern about the want to have the discussion about having DDA coming. The candidates do come to us and want to have a conversation with those candidates and talk to them. But I think we need to have a full discussion in a work session. I think about it and ultimately what we need to do.
So talk about kind of a general, we need to revisit what boards you all want to interview again then, basically. Correct.
And then Charlie proposed that if we have DDA send their, in an email, what they did, and then if not, everybody's not still comfortable with that, then we have that conversation with DDA in
okay.
the work session.
Or as simple as a councilman requests the person come here because they did it for their vote, then the person should come. That's what I think.
Certainly ask them how do you resolve conflict of interest, how do people, when are people supposed to recuse themselves?
Okay, let's head out.
I have these printed up for something, I don't remember what, but I figured we might need it. That's your one. I met with our friends, I'm putting lights on.